ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello everyone, and welcome to A Day in the Life of a Student. In this series, we'll be talking to ACCA students from around the world, finding out about their journeys through the qualification, sharing their insights and experiences.
Hi Jigyasa, would you like to start by introducing yourself?
Hi Rohan, my name is Jigyasa Nagrani and I'm an ACCA affiliate. I'm also a CA finalist and currently I'm working with PSU in India. And I've recently joined them. I've shifted from the private sector to the government sector.
Thank you. So Jigyasa, at what stage you started your journey with ACCA?
I was a CA finalist. So I started ACCA at a time when I was really facing a lot of failures in my CA final exams. I was not able to clear them. So at that time, we have VG sir here and he is a CA faculty. He told me about ACCA that he's also teaching students who are doing ACCA and who can pursue ACCA as a career option. So that is the time when I started ACCA and it was basically, I think I had to give the F levels, two papers in F levels, and then I gave my professional exams. Other papers were exempt because of my qualifications.
Great. And how have you progressed with your ACCA qualification?
It was quite different from the exams that I was used to in India, considering the CA exams that happen here. I have completed my qualification. I am an affiliate now. So the difference is that, you know, in ACCA, you have the comfort of giving one exam as you wish. But in, like, for example, in CA, we used to have the entire group that we have to attempt. Even if we miss out on one paper, we cannot clear that group. But in ACCA, I mean, they understand that people are working, people might have some personal obligations as well. And because of that, they give us the comfort of allowing us to conduct the paper in our comfort.
Since you are a working professional, how did you manage your work, life and study balance?
I mean, honestly, because of CA, we are kind of used to this because, you know, even with the articleship and everything, we were supposed to work. And with ACCA also, because of that comfort of giving one exam at a time and having that choice to give the exam that I want to, it was easy to balance work and studies. Obviously, you have to work in a time schedule. You have to, like, even if you're tired, even if you are completely exhausted with work, you have to come back home and you have to take out those 2 hours to do the studies or the exam questions, whatever you choose to do. But that is very important. So, like, time management is something that helped me with this. I made sure that whatever happened, I have to give my 2 hours, 3 hours of studies every day. And on weekends, you know, you try to compensate for the missed out parts and you try to cover the overall subject.
So, what do you do the week before your exams?
The week before my exam, usually I have a habit whenever I'm studying. So whatever topic or whatever subject I study, I make notes so that I don't have to go through the workbook again. I make handwritten notes and I try to compress the entire chapter into 1 page or maximum 2 pages. So that 2 pages would have all the formulas, all the important parts that are included in the chapter. I am a person who would get really scared if you have to go through the entire book on the last day of the exam. So, like, going through those 100 pages or 200 pages or 400 pages is not easy for me. And if I don't finish them, then I get into a loop of, you know, I cannot sleep and do that. So that is how I work. I compress the entire workbook into 25, 30, 40 pages. So that entire week, what I would do is I would go through chapters and I would simultaneously go through the questions and I would usually mark the important questions and write down in the index that, okay, this question covers this topic, this question has this thing new in it. So I would go through the questions as well, like regarding the particular topic, and it is all compressed for me because, you know, I have done the initial hard work in the beginning,
yeah,
summarizing everything, even the questions, so that if each question covers a particular topic, I don't have to go through each question. I can go through one specific question that covers every topic and that covers the maximum part of that chapter or the entire course or whatever.
Great. I know you have pretty much answered this question in the previous one, but what do you do the night before your exams?
Night before my exam, I would go through the summaries and I would go through the workbook. And if I am losing on some topic or if I'm missing out on some topic, I would try to cover it. But I would try to stick to whatever I felt was important and I had noted down my summaries and my books and whatever I had marked in my workbooks and the questions that I had marked in my workbooks. And I would try to go through a few last year exams, past papers, just to get the gist of how to write the exams, how to approach the questions, and like especially in professional exams.
Yeah.
Because in professional exams, you have the ethics marks as well. And ethics is not, they're not going to ask you ethical questions. That ethics is covered in the way you are approaching the question yourself. So for that, you need to get an idea of how to get that professional skepticism in your exam, that presentation in your exam. You need to go through the resources that are provided by ACCA. If you are missing out on that, then obviously you will face problem to clear those exams. Because professional exams, I am telling you, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I had to give the APM paper twice because I could not clear it in the first attempt. It was very close. It was 48 or 46. So that was a very close margin. You know, for 4 marks, what more you need to do. So what I feel is that you need to go through the past papers that are provided on the ACCA platform, because in the end of the day, it is a professional degree.
Yeah.
You are getting the opportunity to practice in 180 countries. So if you don't show that professionalism in your studies, you might face difficulty in clearing those exams.
Thank you. So what is the one piece of advice you wish you would have known before you started your ACCA journey?
So the one piece of advice, like being in India and being an aspiring Indian accountant as well, I would say like if you plan to work abroad later also, I mean, you should start ACCA sooner. I was really amazed the kind of help that the institute provides to the students. Because they even, like during the COVID exams, they were given us the opportunity to give the exams at home. So, I mean, they are really student-centric. There are a few things that ACCA has done already and they have surpassed every other institute. If you plan on going out abroad and if you plan on starting your career there, you should start ACCA sooner. Even in India, like we have EY, GTS, KPMG, all the big fours working. People who have studied the papers, they might realize that the course is actually quite similar.
Great.
I mean, don't be scared. I was scared. I postponed my ACCA journey. I had an option at that time and I chose CA because I was like, yeah, I'm working in India. So I might have to start with, I should continue with my CA degree. But now I feel I have that regret that I should have started ACCA sooner.
What are your 3 top tips for exam success?
Okay, so for exam success, I would say that time management is very important if you are a working professional. You cannot leave your job, obviously. So you need to find out that balance and you need to make a schedule and you need to set a target for a day. Like go small, set a target for a day. I will complete this topic today. I will complete this chapter today. And within this week, this entire topic has to be completed. So when you give yourself those targets, it is easier for you to work towards those targets. Because when you don't work towards those targets, you might feel uneasy. So even if you're dead tired after coming back home, you might have that motivation to study because, you know, there is a target set in your whatever your study desk or whatever that, you know, you have to finish that. If you're not finished, then you see that you're lacking here. So that helps. Then I feel that you cannot go with ACCA without covering the questions and just covering the workbook. That doesn't work. In ACCA, you need to go through the questions that are there. They are provided by the institute for a reason. So in order to balance that, you should try to summarize your chapters. It makes your work easy. Somewhere down the line, it is stored in your mind as well. So that helps. And third is you need to find the right mentor. Because Indian students, we don't know much about what is going on in ACCA. We might, there might be a time that, you know, you feel disconnected because you're sitting here, you are attempting the papers, but you do not know what is going on in the industry as a whole there because you are focusing on the things that are happening in India. So being an Indian student, finding the right mentor really helped me. And for that, it was VG destination for me because I know sir personally and you know, the help you get because they are connected with the ACCM people there also. So, you know, they are acting as representatives. So that helps.
Wonderful. Jigyasa, so that was all from me. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you for listening in, and join us again for more insights from students around the world. We'd love to share your stories. So get in touch if you want to be involved at studentaccountant@accaglobal.com. Until next time, take care and thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.